Hi, can I get a cortado and a croissant?
Hello, welcome to In a Cafe with me, Brian Greenwald. Today, in this cafe, I'm drinking a cortado, which every time I mention a cortado to someone, they're like, what the fuck is a cortado? It is espresso with like a dab of milk. That's all it really is. So that's what we're drinking. I'm also eating a croissant because like it's delicious and I've been a croissant person lately and I've been in heaven every time I eat it, and that's kind of just like the vibe. So yeah, that's what we're eating today. I decided to talk about this topic of serial dating. I feel like I have really been in like my dating era recently. Like, it's just felt like I've been really confident in myself in the sense that I feel like I can go on a lot of dates and be excited about it, rather than normally, where I feel like I kind of have a lot of anxiety over dating, or like at least first dates. Like first dates, I'm always so terrified of going out and doing that. And I feel like recently I've just been a lot more excited over the idea of dating. And so I've been out doing that a lot more recently. And I feel like I've been a lot more focused, I guess, on how other people are dating around me as well. Just because I'm usually not in like the dating fields. Like I kind of like normally go on dates with like one person maybe, and then I kind of focus on that person for like a little while, and then if things end with them, I usually like don't date for a few months just to like either, you know, recollect my thoughts on my outlook of relationships and dating, or take time to just focus on myself for a while instead of another person. And every time it like works, but I feel like recently, because I've been a lot more excited about dates and going on them and meeting new people and like having conversations with people I don't even know for like the first time, like I've been a lot more excited. So like when something ends with somebody, I actually haven't really wanted to take time to focus on myself because it almost like bums me out. Like I don't really want to like spend months not like paying attention to other dudes. So like recently I've just been a lot more on, I guess, with the idea of that. And so this idea of serial dating has kind of come to my attention, I think, a lot more. So clearly I've never been a serial dater, but I've known a lot of people who have been, and this is my perspective of serial dating, right? Like, I think if you can do it, good for you. You know, that's great. I honestly am kind of envious of people who can serial date, because in my world right now, I'm in my early 20s, and I really want to get out there and, like, try to date a lot. And kind of, you know, obviously, if you don't realize, like, the definition of a serial dater is kind of somebody who, you know, goes on a lot of dates with a lot of different people kind of during the same time and kind of at, like, a rapid pace almost. And, like, to me, I think people who serial date kind of get a bad rap for, like, kind of being people who maybe like sleep around, you know, like something like that. I don't think of it like that. I definitely see that, like, you know, I see the benefits of serial dating, and it's like you get to meet a lot of different people from different perspectives, and you know, that's great on you and everything. But I think at the same time, for me, the reason why I've not really been able to do it is because I can easily fall in love with somebody right away, and I can't be in love with multiple people. That's just not who I am. And like, not that I can't be in love with multiple people, but I think I can't really like focus on more than one person at a time. Like, I want to give, like, a lot of my energy to a person. I want to give my full attention to one person because I feel like they deserve that, right? And I think it almost feels wrong for me to put, you know, more attention on another person, or like even just equal attention onto another person, because I feel like in my heart, like, I can't really give equal attention. Like, in my mind, I'm focusing on so many things at once. If you add to the equation a whole other body, a whole other person, it's like now I feel obligated to be there for, you know, multiple people at once, at the same time. And it's like, I don't know if I could do that, you know? But that's the thing, is like, up to this point, I really didn't know if I could do it or not. And I was like, I'm definitely somebody who likes to try anything at least once. You know, if I haven't done it, I don't have a perspective on it until I do it. And so recently, I've been trying to do that and like kind of go out with multiple people at once. And it's been a journey, to say the least. Okay, basically, I haven't like accomplished it yet, in a sense that I have been talking to multiple people right now at once, which is very interesting and already kind of mind-boggling, but I will say benefit, I get to have very different perspectives at one time, which is, to me, kind of cool. But at the same time, it has already kind of been mind-boggling, in the sense that am I not being loyal to this one person by talking to a whole other body, you know, like letting a whole other person into my life? Is that not being loyal to the other person, in which I'm not giving my full attention? But then at the same time, it's like, it's kind of complicated, because it's like, I do want to make sure I'm putting myself out there and making sure that I'm meeting the correct people and allowing the correct people in. And it's like, how can I allow the correct person in if I'm only having one viewpoint? You know, when you're only focusing on one person, your perspective is very much being skewed to thinking, oh, this one person is the only one for me. They're the only one giving me attention right now. They're the only person I need in my life. But it's like, what if there's a whole other person out there that not only can give you that same attention, but maybe makes you feel better, maybe makes you feel more comfortable? Not to say that the person right now that you're seeing isn't making you feel comfortable, but like, what if there's just somebody better out there? I don't know. Or like, maybe there's another person that gives you something that this person doesn't give you. Maybe it's not better, but maybe it's just something else that you really like. And so I've definitely been trying to put myself out there more and try to talk to multiple people. And so I've definitely been in like the talking stage right now. Like, I'm seeing somebody right now, but I'm talking to, like, in person, you know, like going out with, but I'm talking to a lot of people online. And honestly, it's been good so far. And so my next step is to go, actually, to go out on a date with this other guy. And that's what I'm going to do tomorrow, which, like, it's starting. Like, I'm going to be dating multiple people, which I haven't done. And maybe to a lot of you guys, you're listening to this and you're like, Brian, this isn't a new thing. Like, everybody kind of does this. And I know a lot, if not most people, date multiple people at once in the early stages of, like, the dating process, just to, like, dip your toes in, see how the water is. Like, I get it, and I've known it's been happening, but again, I'm just such like a loyal person, to the point where it is maybe a flaw. Like, I kind of need to make sure I'm putting myself first, and I think right now, in order to put myself first, I do kind of need to date multiple people, because it's like, if my perspective is skewed to one person, that's not going to be benefiting me right now in my life. Like, I need to make sure I'm allowing the correct person in. And so that's kind of my next step, is to go on this date tomorrow and actually, for the first time, put myself out there in, like, this large dating pool, rather than being in the small little kitty dating pool. Yeah, that sounds weird. It sounds kind of creepy. I don't know. That's the only word I can think of right now. But instead of that, you know, putting myself actually in the deep end of all of this, which I think is really going to benefit me. But on this topic of serial dating, it's like, I also know, like, kind of the flaws of serial dating. There's a lot of people who serial date that maybe it really doesn't benefit them. And so I am definitely putting my guards up in that sense that I'm making sure that I'm doing this to benefit myself. And if it's starting to feel wrong, or like it's starting to give like a little bit of this negative side, bringing that negative side into my life where it's like, well, now I'm serial dating. Like, I feel like serial dating is a lot more negative than saying, you know, you're just going out into the dating pool. It's to say serial dating, it is a little bit more, it has a little bit more of these like negative connotations to it, because I feel like people who do it all the time and like really don't end up committing to somebody, they tend to be people who are like kind of scared to be alone, or, you know, scared to be committed to somebody, or scared to be committed to one person. And that's when it starts to become a flaw and something that really isn't benefiting you. And I think that I'm definitely like making sure that I'm going to go in the direction of more of the positive side of being in this dating pool. And I don't know, the idea of being, you know, being too scared to be alone, it is something that I think I see in myself a lot, which is why I don't serial date, really, is because I am kind of scared to be alone. And I know that if I start doing this, you know, consistently, that it might become so much of a regular thing in my life that I won't allow myself to be committed to somebody. And, you know, the idea of being scared to be alone is something new that has kind of been brought up to my attention. I am scared to be alone. You know, it's just a fact. Like, I have had these gaps in my dating life so frequently where I am not seeing anybody. And it's kind of depressing in the sense that I always feel like I am alone. And in reality, I know I'm not alone. Like, I know I have all of these friends, all of my family. Like, I'm super grateful for that, but it's so hard when you're constantly being beaten up by these men, metaphorically, these guys that just like constantly, I guess, like use me and then disregard me, and it starts to really feel hard to move on from that. And so these gaps in my dating life, they tend to feel very depressing and lonely. And I think I'm just so scared of that right now, to have like those gaps being brought in. And so I don't know if serial dating is for me. Like, I don't know if doing this is going to benefit me or not. Again, I want to try everything once, and I think doing this can be beneficial in some sort of way, but we'll see. But I'm definitely going to be paying attention to those negative things when it comes to dating multiple people at the same time. Again, moving on to, like, another side of this, like, serial dating topic, the idea of polyamory has been brought up to my attention a lot more recently in my life, and I feel like it's a very, like, modern take on dating right now, which I sound so, like, old-fashioned saying that out loud, but, like, the idea of polyamory is kind of a new thing. When you, like, look back at, like, the early 2000s or the 90s, it's, like, polyamory really wasn't talked about back then, you know? Like, it was probably a thing. It didn't have a label, though. And I think now, you know, we have the label for it, which is great. And, you know, it's, I feel like it's just so, such a prevalent thing, especially people in their early 20s kind of discovering this path for the first time and realizing, oh, this isn't a topic talked about a lot. Like, why isn't this, you know, being talked about? And a lot of, like, older people don't even know what that means. Like, I'll say it to them and they're like, they have no clue what that means. But I don't know, polyamorous relationship, I've known about it, I've understood it, and I definitely see the benefits of having a polyamorous relationship. I see it and I understand it. but it's been brought to my attention a lot more recently, and made me kind of think about if I could be in one, which is, like, definitely something new, that I haven't really thought about discovering before, and now I am kind of being put in that position, and I feel like serial dating and polyamory have kind of been put into this box, especially with older people and older people's perspectives of it, where, like, they really think that polyamory is, like, not a serious relationship. They put it in this box of, like, oh, that's just someone kind of dating around who doesn't want to commit right now. But that's such a, like, a lie. Like, that's not what polyamory is. Like, it is somebody who is, you know, seeing multiple people, being committed to multiple people, and, you know, giving their equal attention to each person. And I definitely appreciate that. And I see polyamorous relationships really work and really flourish. I just never thought about myself in one before. So, like, recently I've kind of wanted to dive into that and see what that would be like. So I've been going out with somebody who is polyamorous. And that's been very interesting to kind of see how that whole world works, kind of for the first time, and seeing how it feels to almost be in one. Like, I've been having fun going on dates with this person. It's been exciting, and I really do enjoy it. But having this new world where, like, I know they're going out with other people, I know they're giving their attention to other people as much as they're giving attention to me. And it is strange. You know, at first it was really strange to kind of see this happen for the first time, where, like, I'm not getting all of that attention, which is interesting because it's like they're probably giving these other people equal attention, but it's like I don't know, it's just interesting. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it's just, I haven't figured it out yet, to be honest with you. I'll let you know if I start to figure it out. Is polyamory for me? No, probably not. Probably not. But I think it's been very interesting to kind of see that world for the first time, where, like, I could be in it or I'm in it. And it's like, it's very interesting and something I'm still figuring it out. You know, I'm still definitely figuring it out, but I will let you know how that ends up being, and I'll probably share more of my perspective on that in upcoming episodes, so stay tuned for that. But also, I'm starting to see other people for the first time, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand in the sense that I'm gonna see what I'm like when dating multiple people and giving, you know, equal attention to multiple people. Like, I've seen what it's like for the opposite person to be doing that in their own lives, and how I'm kind of one of the pawns in their game almost. But I am going to discover what it's like for the first time with me being in that position, where I'm now going out and allowing all of these different people in, and almost starting to be committed to these people. And it's going to be very interesting, you know. Like, in this episode, I'm not going to, like, share answers to what it's like, because I honestly haven't discovered those answers yet. But I'm kind of just here letting you know where I'm at in this dating pool, and I'm excited. Like, it's fun. Like, all of this is really fun and exciting and new to me, and I don't know, there's nothing else to really say about it besides just, like, I'm excited to discover what this is like. Like, I definitely am prepared for there to be some walls that I'm gonna hit, that I'm gonna have to try to break down or go around, or, you know, like, I don't know what's to come, but I'm prepared for it emotionally, and I'm ready for it. And again, it's gonna be exciting, it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be confusing. All of this is confusing as fuck, but, like, I'm here for it. I feel like this is what being in my early 20s is like, trying things out for the first time that you never thought you would even bother trying, and discovering new things. And this is just one of those, and I'm really interested in all of it. yeah, that's this episode. Again, I'm going to have future episodes kind of answering these questions that I've kind of brought up today. But so stay tuned for that. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of In a Cafe with me, Brian Greenwald. But yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.